here. Damn. You know, just a lot to cover. You know, the American family, the core of this country, has been dismantled and destroyed over my entire lifetime. Marriage finally coming back. Divorce going down in the last handful of years. But we need more dads in this country. That's just a bottom line fact. We need more dads. And in order to get there, we need more dads to be incentivized to be in the home, especially those low-income homes. Don't kick dad out. It just creates more problems, right? All right, so let's I'm going to go through a few different things here. The problems with Afghanistan, right? Whatever happened to all of those people left behind in Afghanistan? The American citizens, the people that are U.S. legal residents, U.S. green card holders. Well, let's go to bite number one, because this is going to clear up some questions for you, because I want you to hear this and understand. Here is a guy who's legally able to be in the United States, for example, and can't get here, stuck in Afghanistan because Joe Biden abandoned him. Listen.
I have a green card and my daughter have U.S. passport, and also my wife also, she's a green card holder. I live in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. I run two businesses in Georgia.
Dulat is an American resident and U.S. taxpayer. He came to visit his family before the Taliban took control and is now one of thousands of U.S. green card holders stuck in Afghanistan.
David Scott.
Yeah, David Scott's congressman.
The office of U.S. Congressman David Scott told him to come to this hotel today and tried to get on an evacuation convoy and flight with the Qataris. So far, he's had no luck.
Well, that'd be the only update you get from anybody, because as you may have noticed, Afghanistan has disappeared from the front page. They're trying to forget that it exists, along with the American citizens that are still there. Green card holders, people like that gentleman, stranded, trying to talk to his congressman because he has businesses and a home in Atlanta, Georgia, he may or may never see again. Because he has been left behind. Getting left behind yesterday was Rashida Tlaib and a group of anti-Jewish members of Congress that are openly anti-Semitic. Proud racists. The squad. She stood up there in front of Congress, did she, yesterday? Because here's what happened the day before. Rashida Tlaib and some other members of Congress blocked a provision to fulfill a promise made by Barack Obama to the nation of Israel to deliver billions of dollars for the Iron Dome, the defensive system that keeps missiles and rockets from landing in populated areas of Israel, right? So Rashida Tlaib stood up there yesterday and said that Israel is an apartheid state. That Israel is an apartheid state. Listen to what she says. Rashida Tlaib, it is bite number eight. Bite number eight. Listen to this.
I rise in opposition to this supplemental. I will not support an effort to enable and support war crimes, human rights abuses, and violence. We cannot be talking only about Israelis' need for safety at a time when Palestinians are living under a violent apartheid system and are dying from what Human Rights Watch has said are war crimes. We should also be talking about Palestinian need for security from Israeli attacks. We must be consistent in our commitment to human life, period. Everyone deserves to be safe there.
Well, I'll say this. The anti-Semitic Rashida Tlaib and the squad and those that voted against Israel were hammered. Not by Republicans. Republicans didn't even need to do that. The anti-Semitic racist Democrats hammered and called out by their own party. Other members of Congress like Ted Deutch of Florida, Democrat congressman. It is bite number nine. Listen to this.
I cannot allow one of my colleagues to stand on the floor of the House of Representatives and label the Jewish Democratic State of Israel an apartheid state. I reject it. Today, this caucus, this body, the House of Representatives, will overwhelmingly stand with our ally, the State of Israel, in replenishing this defensive system. If you believe in human rights, if you believe in saving lives, Israeli lives and Palestinian lives, I say to my colleague who just besmirched our ally, then you will support this legislation.
Yeah. Attacked our allies. By the way, this is all part of a conversation I had with former President Donald Trump a few days ago. Coming up later today, we're going to replay that interview here in a couple of hours. The interview I had with President Donald Trump just a couple of days ago. If you missed it, you don't have to miss it now. It's coming up shortly here on the Steve Gerber Show to round out this day. I've had so many people ask me, hey, can you play it again? Yes, but you can also find it on podcast at stevegerber.com. stevegerber.com, find the podcast, scroll down, you'll find the 45th President Donald Trump and my interview. It's long and entailed more than almost 22 minutes. It's a great conversation, a lot of ground covered, all right? One more thing before we go, though. I think we've got time to get this in. Bite number 10. $3.5 trillion to be spent. Bob Torricelli was a senator from New Jersey, a Democrat. He says that's foolish. Listen to this.
What do you think about the approach the Democrats are taking right now in Congress with the reconciliation bill specifically?
I understand a lot of what the Democratic Party wants to achieve in the Congress, and I understand the frustration with it. But Lee Hamilton is right. If this is how we're going to govern, it will simply be undone in another election. The goal of governing is to form broad bipartisan coalitions that genuinely reflect the entire country. It's not easy. Sometimes it's impossible. But that's how you govern in a democracy.
That's why it's so important that you vote. No matter what you think happened in the last election, you cannot forego your God-given American right to vote, because reconciliation can be done again and all of this mess can be taken out. We'll be back on the Steve Gerber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.